This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and one Doug Steffen. Michael is here once again to talk about the fabulous interview he did on the Michael Harrison interview last week with a very well-known host. It was a fabulous interview. And, well, of course, you have a new one this week to talk about, but let's talk about last week.
I wasn't sure which one you were referring to.
I'm teasing. Yes, sir.
Because the one that has replaced the one with you, although
you've got the guys from WABC.
I can't believe that was like walking into the lion's den. Can you imagine by remote? that means, folks, I'm the only one not there.
Yeah.
The CEO of the company that owns WABC, the president of the company that owns WABC, and one of their talk show hosts, namely Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy
was, I got to tell you, I don't know if you heard the interview. I doubt you have. You're a busy man.
Yet.
But
yeah.
But Rudy, I actually made him look good.
Good for you.
We talked about, you know, old New York and, you know, going all the way back to Fiorello LaGuardia.
Well, he loved that.
It was fun, and he was totally together.
Well, you see, that's the mark of a good interviewer, to relax the people that you're talking to, and not to try to get them, you know, the old gotcha thing, but you get the most out of people when they're relaxed.
Yeah,
I have
plus
fabulous
Rudy's getting beaten up enough, you know. He's getting
yeah, he
beaten
does
up
get
enough.
It's too easy to go down that road. I had David Rubenstein on, and it was a fab. I love his interviews. I don't know if you've ever seen him on Bloomberg or public. Mm-hmm. You know who he is, a very, very successful Wall Street guy. Mm-hmm. And he just has a penetrating way of getting through to people and getting them to talk about their business and what business in America is like. It was really, I enjoyed the conversation. But the only reason I bring it up is because I think that I've found over the years, and I know you have, that the best way to get the most out of people is to have them comfortable. Why would you want them to be on edge? I mean, it's not the style that I think is productive. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I also believe in letting people hang themselves with their own rope. I don't necessarily have to even have them realize that I am showing them for what they are through their own words, and not having to, you know, put the stake in their heart so that I look like I won.
Right. Yeah.
That's something that I consider to be an art.
You don't become the most important part. With a lot of these phonies, it's all about them. They want to be, I'm going to get you, man. It'll be all about the
These phonies, that everything these phonies do that's about them, what they don't realize, it's really you and I. It's about us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Shall we do the chart?
Why not? That's a great idea. How do we get so sidetracked? My heavens.
Top stories
of the week and the people list. Michael, please go through them.
At number 10, we have the SpaceX tourist launch. That's pretty wild stuff.
Did you watch some of that?
I didn't watch it. I didn't even see the replays of it. I heard about it, and it obviously exciting. I get nervous watching things like that because I fear tragedy could happen. It's because it's real life, and these people, they have tremendous courage, or maybe they're not too smart, but you're really just having a gigantic amount of power underneath you launching you out of this. You know, it's scary.
Yeah.
U.S.-China relations at number 9, the Larry Nassar hearings at number 8, number 7, climate change, immigration, race relations, and abortion, 4 of the big topics all clumped up at number 7. And we have 4 big topics clumped up at number 6, the economy, the budget, the infrastructure, and inflation. So right there in 6 and 7, we have the economy, the budget, the infrastructure, inflation, climate change, immigration, race relations, and abortion, all big topics on talk radio. And number 5, Afghanistan, which is still in the top 10, but not number 1 or 2 as it had been. Number 4, the Bob Woodward book, Peril, and it contains some information about General Milley, and that's very controversial. It's quite a book, from what I hear. I haven't read it yet, but a lot of the news organizations have, and they're sharing pieces of it. Number three, the January 6th Commission tied with the September 18th rally. That's a rally that's scheduled to support those who were arrested for the January 6th riot as being political prisoners. All very disturbing. Mm-hmm. And number two, the California recall has come and gone. And at number one, we have COVID-19 boosters, vaccines, masks, mandates, and madness. Want to hear the people?
Please.
Number 10, Larry Nassar. Number 9, Mitch McConnell. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi. 7, Greg Abbott. 6, Ron DeSantis. Number 5, General Mark Milley. Number 4, former President Donald Trump. Number 3, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Oh, isn't he still the president? I thought he'd go back again. I missed that.
He's sort of kind of a president, but more people call him president now than they did when he was president.
Yeah.
One of the things that the Trump supporters always complained about is, why don't you call him President Trump and show him the respect he's due? But I think we haven't been calling presidents president every time we see their name going all the way back to Nixon. But that's another story. We have Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder tied at 3. We have Dr. Tony Fauci at 2 and Joe Biden. He's also a president at number 1. A lot of presidents.
Lots of presidents.
Lots of them.
Remember that old George Bush song? He's the president and resident. That's my Bush. Or that's my Trump. It works on single syllable president's names.
I never heard
that. That's my Obama. You ever heard that, really?
Oh. No. Yeah.
Huh.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. People list.
I did it.
I know you did, but I want to do it again. Because I wanted to. I fell into this. When I was doing the list earlier, I said Dr. Phony Fauci. And it was a slip of the tongue. And then I thought maybe it was a Freudian slip of the tongue.
Ooh. Hmm? Well, I personally don't think he's so terrible. So.
Well, I don't know that he's so terrible. I just think he's overexposed.
I think he's in a territory where you can't win. I mean,
and you know what? That's a very interesting observation. The other side of it is that this week, I'll tell you my experience trying to get a shot, a booster shot. CDC, the FDA, the NIH don't agree on anything. And it's so confusing. The average person is so confused. They have played right into the hands of the naysayers by not having information that makes any sense. I went to get a booster shot. I was told I could get one. I went in and said, maybe you can get one because I have a little bit of a compromise and it should qualify for me getting a booster. And I thought, okay, I'll go. I had a few minutes on Saturday morning and I spent an hour filling out paperwork and doing things that is so obnoxious that it's like the DoorDash thing this week. Did you hear DoorDash is suing the Restaurant Association of New York and the City of New York because they're requiring DoorDash to give the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and credit card information on all the people they deliver food to. And, you know, you think back, when I go to the restaurant, I pay with cash or a credit card. They don't know what my name is. They don't know where I live. They don't know what why should they? And, you know, this kind of stuff is coming as a result of another ancillary thing from COVID that is, I find it completely unacceptable. How about you?
I find parts of it troubling, and I find parts of it completely understandable.
Which part?
The part that we have to compromise, and we have to, in some ways, bend with these difficulties in order to come together to be able to fight this thing.
But why do we have to give them out? Why does DoorDash have to give back to the whoever it is? Nobody
stuff
even
like
knows
that
where the information
stuff like
is
that,
going.
Stuff like that troubles me. That troubles me. But then again, there is always the consideration of being able to do tracing, and in case there is an outbreak, wouldn't you want to know that you were at a place where there were people who had the disease? You know, there's more to it than just simple ideology, and simple ideology has to be bent at times for circumstances that are, you know, extraordinary. We can talk more about this on the other side of the break if you want.
We can do that. 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from anywhere. And now get up to $200 off select PCs, like the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 9/18, in-store only, limit 2.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads.
That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster
and easier.
And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
All right, we're back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. All right, so you wanted to continue. I'll tell you more after the break, you said, as an announcer.
Just basically, I think that we have to realize that, these ideals that we have as the basis of our ideology are our wonderful compass directions. But sometimes in reality, you have to bend the rules based upon the threat, based upon the challenge. And when there's war, you have to do things sometimes that are sacrificial. There's rationing in war. There's turning the lights out when the air raids are happening. There's being drafted and laying your life on the line to fight the enemy. All of these are infringements of freedom. With the COVID thing, I think that people have to come to realize that some of the steps that are being taken, whatever they may be, are out of the usual, and we have to just think socially and community-mindedly. That's all.
Yeah. Well, it's really confusing, sometimes there's so much information, so many things. I'm looking at this list here. Look at all the ancillary things that come out of it. Number 7, the climate change focus, the weather, the talk this week about not just the weather itself, but the after effects of things like Ida and how badly FEMA. Has FEMA ever performed well, no matter who the president was?
I don't know, because FEMA has always called out when there are disasters, and it's easy to blame them for the disaster. Things, they don't make things better than they were before the disaster. There's still going to be problems. So you have to judge it fairly.
Well, but in that circumstance, what I get out of it is that they're just not doing the job. They're not prepared to do the job. More on that, 21 after the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our discussion with Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen, about the charts for this week. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, lists the top 10 stories and the people on its website, talkers.com. We also list it on our website, djvshow.com. So we were talking off the air and a little bit before about FEMA and other government institutions, how it is that the FDA and the CDC and the NIH can't seem to get it right. They don't agree with one another. Everybody's confused. I guess I wonder sometimes if there's any function here. Is everything just going to melt? Is it just so big, so cumbersome, can't be managed by one guy, and then people spend so much time, waste so much time complaining about things? And I... You were saying FEMA isn't supposed to do anything until there's something to be done. Well, but aren't they supposed to be prepared, I guess, is the question, and they never seem to be.
That's the nature of the times. We are unprepared for climate change because we don't agree that it exists. We don't agree that the storms are getting more intense. We don't agree that that areas that haven't had one kind of climate disaster are not about to have it. And that's why we're unprepared. They were unprepared for the kind of weather in the Northwest that they've had. We're unprepared for the kind of intense hurricanes along the East Coast, the drought, all kinds of floods. You know, we're not prepared because we're not politically aligned as to agreeing on the science.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that there are a bunch of incompetents working at FEMA. The people there are dedicated. They want to do a good job. These are gigantic problems. And the same people who say, oh, the government isn't doing a very good job of it, are the same ones that are against powerful government. So how is the government going to do a good job if it doesn't
have resources? Well, they're against powerful government because it doesn't work. It's like a ring around the rosy.
Well, that's a problem. That's part of the problem. So I'm not saying we should have powerful government. That's not the solution. I'm just simply saying is that these are secular arguments that just they're vicious cycles.
Right. Being
in
a barrel.
Around and around.
Right. It's like being
we're odds with each other. We're odds with ourselves.
So in terms of I don't know, how much time should we spend on COVID? Has it been hacked to death? Is it just
We have to spend time on COVID until it no longer is a major threat to our entire way of life. Our entire way of life is changing because of COVID, not to mention other things. But COVID is having as much of an impact on our lives as World War II did.
Is that the because the Chinese want that to be the case?
I don't think so.
I started something that was very provocative this week when I said, based on my thinking and research, you can connect China and the Chinese government to pretty much all the bad stuff that's happened, including terrorism. You can find the Chinese influence in Saudi Arabia, in the Middle East, among Al-Qaeda, and, you know, just from when they started to today. So there's an argument that can be made that the Chinese government are responsible for most of the bad stuff that's going on in the world.
Then they'll be stuck having to deal with a world of Al-Qaedas and terrorists and you know, what makes them immune to those problems.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen, there's never been an attack in China? Has there? No terrorist attacks in China.
We don't really know what goes on in China.
Mm. But where else have they been?
I agree with you that China's a pain in the butt. There's no question about it. I'm just simply saying that we can't blame everything on China, because then that's putting our head in the sand about other...
No, I'm not suggesting we blame everything on China. I just am saying they're responsible. They carry in the burden. We've spent so much time talking about September 11th in the last couple of weeks, and nobody really seems to get the connection as to how influential the Chinese are in the Middle East with these countries that foster terrorism. That was really more my point than anything else. They're much more... The Russians are almost benign. They don't have really much power, or, you know, they don't have that much influence, but the Chinese certainly do. 28 past the hour, we continue another half hour coming up of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Thursday, during a rare public remarks at the University of Notre Dame, warned against politicizing the Supreme Court. Mr. Thomas, the court's longest-serving member, said that the justices do not rule based on personal preferences and that the politicians should not allow others to manipulate our institutions when we don't get the outcome that we like. End quote. The largest GOP caucus in Congress is demanding the Biden administration turn over documents on its humanitarian aid to the Taliban, arguing that the payments to the group while U.S. citizens remain in Afghanistan amount to ransom. The Biden administration left Americans behind during the botched U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Protesters gathered Thursday at the Florida home of Brian Laundrie, who has retained a lawyer and refused to cooperate with authorities after Gabby Petito disappeared on the couple's cross-country road trip late last month. She's missing. He's hiding. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
An estimated 11,000 illegal immigrants were drone videotaped at the Del Rio, Texas entry point at the border Thursday. Now the Federal Aviation Administration, under the Biden administration, wants journalists to stop reporting the facts on what's happening at the chaotic U.S.-Mexico border. The FAA statement, quote, "The Border Patrol requested the temporary flight restrictions due to drones interfering with law enforcement flights on the border," end quote. The FAA failed to mention who at the Border Patrol made the request. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News is astonished how far the Biden administration will go to cover up the crisis that continues at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The drone footage started this morning, and people across the country were horrified, and I guess the political operatives at the Biden White House saw that and decided the last thing they want is Fox News actually reporting on what's happening down here. So now the FAA is saying, please, no journalists allowed. That bridge is behind me, and I just finished going again with my cell phone, taking videos of what's happening there. It is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. It is packed in as a mass of humanity. They take your breath away because it just goes on and on and on. Infants, little children, people struggling enormously.
Media outlets that requested drone flight permission and clarification from the Federal Aviation Administration have gone unanswered at this time. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harris in the week of September 13th to the 17th in our scrutiny. What do you like when you do talk radio programs? Because you're asked by a lot of stations to do programs for folks when they may be on vacation. What do you like to do the most? When you open up a microphone, turn it on, what is there that you think charges you up? Because if the host isn't charged up, the audience sure as heck isn't going to be.
I like coffee. I find at first, I have
to,
back in the old days. I mean, long time ago, I had to have a cigarette. But I haven't smoked a cigarette in more years than many of our listeners have been on this planet. Mm-hmm. So I say that.
I never have smoked one, but
good for you. Yeah. But that was the hardest thing when I quit smoking cigarettes was doing talk radio, because cigarette was always lit up when you're on the phone, and you know, telephones are a big part of it. But to answer your question, the what charges me up is the challenge of dealing with the unknown. Radio, talk radio is black belt. It's like mixed martial arts. It's like Bruce Lee. It's like, you know, it's not karate. It's not kung fu. It's not jujitsu. It's all of them together. And I call it black belt talk radio. When the when that microphone opens up, you're on an adventure. You are exposed. You're out there on the high wire without a net. And you can tell within a few minutes whether or not you're, you've got traction and you're cogent and the words are coming out in coordination with the thoughts in your brain. It's a very exhilarating and challenging experience that's unlike most broadcasting jobs where you're reading
very
the news
much so. Yeah, very
and
much so.
You know you're yeah. listening to your voice, you know, that type of thing. It's on so many more levels. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. I think that's a perfect way of. And I was thinking about various hosts as you were going through that. Various hosts that we both know or I know that have either mastered what you've just suggested or failed at it. And how long they have lasted if they have failed. Because some people, you know, they can fail and still last. Look at people, you know, the Peter principle. People are, they're promoted up when they can't do the job.
People who fail up.
They're in.
It's always amazing to me. In every business, there are people who they lose their job for incompetence and then they get a better job.
Yeah. And I had dinner last night with a couple of talk radio friends. And we were talking about that very same thing. Maybe it's too inside, because I think it does apply, though, to almost every business. But we were thinking of a couple of people who were managers of important companies, and they're boobs. They just don't, they haven't the slightest, I'd mention them, but it's not going to be, there's no point to it. It just is, they don't, and it does apply, I think, to most every business, but maybe more so to the radio business. In a manner of speaking. And while we're in the radio business, Pew here. And number two, the California recall this week and how Larry Elder did. People say, he lost. Yeah. I don't think there's one fiber of his body that thinks he lost anything. What about you in terms of his
future? First of all, he did lose the election. And I don't know whether he, in his wildest imagination, thought he was going to be governor.
Yeah.
But it's complex. There's a complex answer to that. I'll simplify it. He's both a winner and a loser. He didn't win. He didn't win the job.
Right.
And many people are saying that it was because Larry Elder forged to the lead in terms of the opposition that's what gave Gavin Newsom the victory. That Elder was a gift to Newsom. When the Democrats realized that Elder was going to be the governor if Newsom is recalled. And they looked into Elder. Many people see Elder as an extremist. I'm not saying he is, but many people see him as such.
Interesting. Yeah, right.
And as a result, it galvanized the Democrats, and Newsom won, you know, opposing the recall 2-1. It was a landslide. On the other hand, among all the Republicans and a couple of assorted Democratic rogues that were of the 46 candidates, Elder had 40-some-odd percent. He did pretty darn good, and a case could be made that he's now a force to be reckoned with in the California GOP. And his name recognition in talk radio has gone through the roof. He's more known. So
people are going to want his show. He'll be back on the air next week, and people are going to want his show. More and more people are going to, I think, look at him as somebody that needs to. I don't think it hurt him at all. I don't think anything about this hurt him. I didn't think he was a loser.
No.
He didn't win. Yes, you're right about that, but I think he's won in so many more ways that it's hard to perceive. And some would have said because of his age, he might be at the twilight of his career. I don't see that. Age isn't something that affects those of us who do this for a living. As long as you can think and talk, age is not a factor.
As long as Biden and Trump continue to prove that you can destroy the country at any age, guys like us have a chance to yet extend our careers a few more years.
Right, a couple more years. And you know, there's another
guy. They're both older than us.
Yeah, they are. They're both older than us.
Thank goodness.
One of the interesting, thinking about older people, Bob Woodward has been around for a long time. Number four this week on the Countdown Story List is a focus on his book. I think he's a $3 phony, but it's very interesting how he is so smart, how he gets promotion or he writes stuff just to sell books. Who knows whether it's true or it isn't true, but it's salacious, and people dig into it, and before you know it, he sold a million books, and he's on the Times, New York Times bestseller list. So in this circumstance, and he also makes a great talk radio guest, doesn't he?
Yeah. Why do you think he's a phony?
I just think I think he embellishes on things. My sense is, I've interviewed the guy a couple of times, and you know how when you talk to somebody, you get a feel like when I talked to what's his face, who was the National Security Advisor, who looks like a woodchuck. But you know who I mean.
Yeah, Bolton.
Bolton, that's right. It was a good conversation. He's a kind of a whack job, but he's right on. He believes everything that he says. You can feel it in the way he answers questions.
I had that experience with Rudy. I had that experience with Rudy.
Yeah, I was thinking of that
thing.
Yes,
I mean, Rudy was telling me things that I've said. I'm rolling my eyes. I'm saying to myself, he believes this. I'm not going to.
What's an example of that? Just tease the. This is the focus.
The reason.
Michael's,
the reason.
The
image
interview this week is Michael with Giuliani and some others from WEC. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was the most effective spokesperson Trump had, and that's why.
And Trump blew it with him. Kind of.
He would not say anything bad about Trump.
I wouldn't expect he would. Yeah, right.
But I think he's in denial about a lot of things in his life. There's a lot of accusations in the press that he might have a drinking problem. I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. But
did you ask him why he shaved over a bowl of lobster chowder?
He's
a character. Now, at this point in his life,
all I'm saying is that the worst people, when you don't know them personally and you see them from a distance, can actually be charming. They can be seem sincere. There's so many more dimensions to people as you get to know them. And Bolton believes what he's talking about. I believe Rudy believes it. I think Rudy believes that he did the right thing. Even though I think his credibility is certainly in question.
Well, but why isn't everybody's credibility, all these politicians, all these people, why aren't all of them, why isn't their credibility in question? All that? Why don't we just go along with these people and whatever comes out of their mouths? Why do we do that?
Well, I don't know if we do. I don't know if we go along with anything anymore.
You know what I'm talking about. The people
go along with those on our team.
That Trump and he was the best president ever, and you know that kind of stuff on the radio. It's nonsense. But yet we tend to, you know, follow along, and that's.
Well, we seek victory. We seek victory at the expense of truth. We don't seek truth. We seek victory. We want to win. We want our side to win. We want to win the argument with our crazy uncle over the table at Thanksgiving. We want to have all our listeners think that we were smart and gave them the right opinion. It's very hard to say you're wrong. It's very hard to change your mind, especially in this era where, again, victory is held as a higher accomplishment than. You know, changing your mind.
Do you think some of the things that are, we have a national list, this talk radio countdown show and a list devoted to national stories. And I don't mean this, obviously with local radio, there are different things that are in the focus, but
of course.
Does the reality of the political impact of Trump and or Biden have a regionalism to it in the way that it's discussed? Do you think people and on KOA in Denver, for example, have a different approach to the discussion versus KOB in Albuquerque?
That's an interesting question, and I think it more has to do with the format of the station than it does the region the station's located.
Hmm. All right, well, let's pursue that.
Yeah, let's go
bit.
Into that after the break.
All right, hold on. It's 44 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June?
Right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's get to there are a couple of things that we haven't done. Finish what you were saying before, and let me see if I can throw another one at you.
Okay.
What?
You throwing something at me?
No, I was going to let you. You said you wanted to talk on the other side of the break.
No, I don't remember. I didn't realize that this was the last break, and we only have 12 seconds. So let's save it for next week, and hopefully between now and then everyone will forget what I said.
I think it has to do with how we decide what we're talking about. I love to talk about things like the SpaceX and what it is that it's enthusiasm that people get for something like that. We learn a lot from it. We look good. It's a time for people to be excited. And, you know, I mean, what else do you say about it than that? But it's a way to bring us together. I think we sure as heck need a lot more of that sort of thing. That, by the way, is number 10 item this week on the story list, which you can find at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. Doug Stephanie with Michael Harrison at the helm of Talkers Magazine.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, it's Chucker time in a matter of moments here. We're going to focus on the new movies coming out this weekend, but Chucker will hypothesize on with regard to what will be the number one movie. A couple of movies out that look fairly interesting. Tammy Faye Baker and Clint Eastwood in the focus right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it, and how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Everybody knows this theme. It would seem, I don't know, whenever I say that, though, Chucker, I find myself with some of the younger people that I work with having to eat those words because there are a lot of people who don't know the story of MASH, even to mind the TV show, movies, and all that stuff. So why are we celebrating this today?
Because this day in TV history, Doug, September 17, 1972, MASH, starring Alan Alda, Wayne Rogers, Loretta Swit, premiered on CBS, one of the highest rated TV shows of all time. It aired 72 to 83. The last episode, Goodbye, Farewell, Amen, attracted, I believe, 121 million people. 82% of all TVs were tuned in to that episode that night, which tells you something about the culture. That is never, and I mean never, going to happen again in this culture, where that many people, 82% of all people, watching one program. Pretty incredible if you think about it.
It really is. All right,
yeah,
well, let's,
it really is.
Let's see what the future holds for us. The new Clint Eastwood movie. What do you hear about that?
On Rotten Tomatoes, about 52% positive, but it's going to be critic-proof among his fans. I can't wait to see it. It's
right.
Theatrical and HBO Max day-to-day, meaning if you have HBO Max, you can watch it in the comfort of your home. You can venture out to a movie theater. So what's incredible, and I don't want to downplay this because I think we should overplay it. Think about this, Doug. 91 years old, starring and directing a major motion picture. It is an amazing accomplishment. It is. It really
very
is.
Cool.
Also opening the eyes of Tammy Faye.
What do you make of that,
Kane.
Tammy Faye Baker?
I'm interested. I don't know how much box office is going to do. It's what they call, obviously, is Oscar bait. I mean, she's taken the role. She could have probably given a great performance of a very controversial, flamboyant character in Tammy Faye. Andrew Garfield, who played Spider-Man, is Jim Baker. Both under a lot of makeup. And there's another film called Cop Shop with Gerard Butler, getting some pretty decent reviews. But they still say, from what I read in the trade, Shang-Ching, Legend of the Ten Rings, will still be the number one film at the box office this week and weekend number three. I think Cry Macho is tracking between 5 and 10 million, depending on how many people venture to the theater or watch it on HBO Max. But the streaming day-to-day certainly has taken a bite or eroded some of the box office. It's a model that does hurt theater owners.
What about Blue Bayou? What do you know about that?
I don't know a lot of it. I just watched a trailer on TV last night. I guess that's opening also to some
that's
extent.
That's the guy this is a Chinese guy who, I think, wrote it and directed in it, a story of somebody, or not Chinese, he's Korean, that comes and lives in Louisiana and has a family, and then all of a sudden he's bait for the ICE people to send him back.
Okay, what is good is there's enough movies to fill screens and multiplexes now, movies, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. There are a lot of good movies.
Right, post-COVID, that was not the case, so, you know, this is good.
Time at the movies this weekend. Make some time, folks. There's Chuck Curry. I'm Doug Steffen.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.